the country, and the people. Christiania presents but little of special interest to the traveler. It is pleasantly situated at the foot of gently sloping, grassy, and pine-clad hills, the picturesque fjords stretching away in the distance, enlivened with occasional steamboats and sailing vessels. For the most part, the dwellings, as well as the customs of the people, are very plain and simple. It is hard to realize that in Christiania we are as far north as the southern point of Greenland and Alaska. The winters here are not severe, but the days at this season are very short. The sun rises as late as 9:30 and sets about 3. In summer, of course, the days are correspondingly long. At midsummer, it is so light all night that one can see to read print. Children are often playing in the streets till midnight. At the North Cape, the sun does not set from May 15th to July 29th. Norway has about 2 million inhabitants. The people are remarkable for their independent, liberty-loving spirit. For many centuries, this country belonged to Denmark, but about 70 years ago, the Norwegians cast off the Danish rule and united themselves with Sweden. They have their own legislative body, which is called the Storthing. The king is required to be of the Lutheran religion, and he must live 4 months of every year in Norway. The Norwegians are generally a well-educated, intelligent, law-abiding people. Honesty and cleanliness are cardinal virtues among them. They are simple and kind-hearted, and hospitable to strangers.